Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, The Oddcast is sponsored in part by Third Eye Blind. Get the new album Screamer now, wherever you download your zeros and ones.
Just a heads up, I can see that you've got this whole show scripted out, so...
No, we don't.
Yeah, you know what? You might want to get back on point.
I am a radio icon.
Let me
see. And by the way, so are you.
Hi, I'm Max, and hi, I'm Mike. Here's The Oddcast.
You are a pussy.
Everybody's dodging us.
Everybody's dodging us. Why is that?
There's no reason to talk to us.
Because most of what you say is gibberish, that's why.
Ladies and gentlemen, Max Tolkoff.
Are we rolling?
So, this is good. Today we have a special guest. You know why they're always special, because nobody will talk to us, really. Today we have, as our guest, one of the two most rabid Oddcast fans in existence. Actually,
wait,
maybe the only
two. We have more than Lenny Diana?
No, we have Brad Savage, who's the original super fan.
Come on.
Right?
Seriously?
We've never had him on
the
show?
Wait, you're talking Brad Savage, not Mike Savage?
Well, hang on. We'll get to that. You know, he chose a great radio name, Brad Savage, but it's very similar to Mike Savage, Jim Savage, Bob Savage, right? Rick Savage. There's Rick Savage.
Yeah, Rick Savage.
We're going to work on that because I think that he can tap into the other common thing that was in radio, which was all the Saint people, like John Saint John.
So it should be Saint Brad Savage or Brad Saint Savage?
Brad Saint Savage. That'll be your new air name.
I love that.
All right. Anyway, he programs in the very, very hot...
Can you get the top of the hour ID in? What are we listening to right now?
We're listening to... We're going to listen to Brad Savage.
No, this is... You have to set...
No, we don't. I keep... For a year, we don't need to set up anything. It's like they see our names, they go to the Oddcast, they know who they're listening to.
Yes, okay.
All right?
Right.
Anyway, Brad programs in the highly rated and important Akron-Canton Metroplex at WAPS, the fine Midwest.
Where the election will be decided.
Yes, the election will be decided. So, Brad, hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Longtime fan, first-time caller. And, yeah, I wanted to also throw out a plug for Youngstown, Ohio, where we are also heard on a second signal. So we've got Akron, Canton, and Youngstown covered.
Wow.
First of all, that's amazing, one. Secondly, I'm going to ask you to bring your mic volume down slightly because you got a little bit more excited than I thought you were going to be.
Oh, okay.
And you actually a little bit over-modulation, which is okay. Because
this is
live podcasting here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
So let's discuss.
All right, so the reason Brad's on today and not a year from now, which is what I wanted, I didn't want him on this soon. He needs seasoning. He's the future of radio, by the way. There's only four futures of radio. It's Brad, it's Lenny Diana, it's Kevin Begley, Dakin.
Kevin Bacon?
Keith Dakin. But that's all dudes, so let's add Nicole Alvarez into the future and that woman Jane up in San Francisco. What's her name? Jane Says?
Jane.
Okay. So Brad is the future until I saw this post on his Facebook page.
Oh, no.
Okay, now it's all fucking over. Here's what Brad says. Do you mind if I read from your page, Bradley?
You can read it. It's fine.
I had so much hope for you. Everybody thinks you're the future of radio, you know. Everybody.
Thought.
I think Z-Rock, first of all, when you weren't even born yet, I think Z-Rock might be the most influential rock station of all time. That opening sentence right there has so much wrong with it.
So now, which parody, is this in Hard Times? The Onion? Which one is this?
No, this is Brad writing.
No. But which satire site is he writing this for? Is
Facebook. Facebook. It's all available to everybody.
Hold on.
Let me
back you up.
Hang on.
You're telling me that he's serious about this?
Yes, apparently so. Let me finish.
Hang
on.
Okay,
everybody,
you can answer
up
in a minute, Savage.
Ready? Here's how he describes national, badass, larger than life.
You'll only need part of your seat because you'll be sitting on the rest of the edge.
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only be using the edge.
First of all, Lee Abrams is still around. That's amazing. Lee Abrams just posted this 30-minute demo / scope for potential affiliates from the early 90s. I was in 7th, 8th grade. And I, which one, 7th or 8th? Were you left back? I was. I had to repeat the 3rd grade
over
again, by the
way. Don't let him talk
yet. All
right,
no talking.
Don't ask him any questions yet.
I was in 7th, 8th grade, and I can say that this station inspired me into a career in radio programming. You were thinking about programming even then? Holy shit. It was heard on 950 KZOW and later 980 KMZZ in the Twin Cities. Did you have Z-Rock in your town? Someone should replicate a station like this today. Yeah, no, they shouldn't. And it's called SiriusXM, and nobody listens to those channels either.
Okay.
This station jumped off the dial. You know why? Because it pounded the same old tired Led Zeppelin and Journey songs into the ground. Midday national toll-free requests, or old
an
hour.
What do you mean toll-free? They didn't charge you to call?
Yeah. You could call the toll-free line to a national radio station and know that out of 300 million people, your request was going to get right
so
on.
So it was 1-900-GET-Z-ROCK.
All right. Mandatory Metallica on Saturday nights. How about Crankin' Craig, Wipeout, and Dave Bolt, the Bolt dude? Really? You remember all these people?
I remember all of them, yes.
This was like, I mean, I guess if there was nothing else in your town, where were you again?
I was in Minneapolis.
All right,
in
Minneapolis.
Area.
So there's nothing in Minneapolis. The only way to get rock was satellited in.
Right?
What year was this?
Well, 90, this one.
89?
Or 88 to about 91, I guess, is when Z-Rock was on in the Twin Cities. So, and we actually had, and still have in the Twin Cities, it's a pretty good radio market. You know, with the Heritage AAA, Cities 97, and Hot Rockin' 101.
Modern technology. We rockin'. Lost the feed.
Don't tell me.
No, he's back.
Oh, he's back. Okay,
we lost you at Hot Rockin' something. What was it?
The station was called Hot Rockin' 104. That was a good rock station.
What was
there,
WZZP?
Too.
Is that Minneapolis?
You're thinking of KZZP.
Oh, KZZP?
Yeah,
or
no.
Or WZZP.
Isn't that right. Phoenix?
Phoenix KZZP? Is KZZP. That was Guy Zapolian. Right, Zapolian. I don't know. Olean. I'm just fucking making
all right,
that
so
shit
anyway,
up.
So anyway, so you had nothing else to listen to. This is right, you're kind right. of a captive audience. So yes. The problem in the middle of the country, anything that played rock seemed like it was a cool thing.
Let me ask Brad a couple of questions here because I need to get the timeline for everybody in America who is listening to this podcast.
Yeah, go ahead,
podcast.
Do your thing. Mike is going to ask you a series of questions, Brad. Some of them are going to be very personal. I'm not even going to the personal shit yet.
My non-com AAA credibility is being shot by the minute here because I'm
I just
wait,
need
you
to
have
figure
non-com
out.
Non-com credibility? When did that happen?
Listen.
I did until I came on this show.
That's right.
All right. Let me back you up into 19, whatever it was, 88 to 90.
Can we finish giving him shit about idolizing Z-Rock?
Okay, I'm about to ask the question.
He's got to know how it failed. It was such a failed format.
You can go back to that in a minute. Goop.
All right.
All right?
Okay, Boomer.
Listen, here's my questions. What age were you in 88? 12, 13?
I would have been in middle school.
Middle school.
That explains one thing.
At that point, out of the Twin Cities, Prince had already been dominating for probably 6-7 years, and you had not heard of Prince at that point?
Oh, no, I definitely knew Prince. I even knew The Replacements and Bob Mould and Gear Daddies and some of those bands as early as then.
By the way, bands that you would not have heard on Z-Rock.
Right.
Don't keep going. I'm trying to figure out his... He's in middle school, okay?
All right, ask him so about I'm forgiving. Ask him about I am, his preferences. I'm, ask him I'm about giving, all that stuff.
Let me ask him.
You call me later when it's done.
Okay,
see you later. Bye bye.
Why don't you take a fucking 20-hour break? So you're in middle school. You know who Prince is? Had you bought any of his albums on vinyl or cassette or CD? Anything?
I collected a lot of 45s.
Okay, so you're into the top 40 stuff. Yeah. Then. Okay.
Oh yeah, and I was into a lot of different genres. And that's carried through to today. I just mean, the attitude of Z-Rock and what that era
represented. You were looking for the rebel in you was looking for a see this. I'm understanding this now. I understand why he. The problem is he wrote about the fact that he loved it, and you and I have a problem with that because we're thinking he was like 30 when he got into Z-Rock.
Oh, I realize it was young, but the thing is that
middle school.
Looks at
Do you remember what you did?
Corporate, nationally delivered.
Okay, what is
rock
middle school,
format?
By the way? Bill, what's middle school? 13, 14, 11, 12?
Yeah, I think you're basically 12 to 14.
Right, 12 to 14.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing at that point, still a virgin.
That's correct.
Okay, so basically, when did that end? Little Red Corvette, you didn't understand, was actually a
how
penis,
old was he?
Right?
Ask him how old he was.
As you just said.
No, because in Ohio, they mature quicker in Ohio.
Yeah. Well, but this was Minnesota. I was growing up
in Minnesota.
Even faster
was in Minnesota.
Because of the cheese. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Got nothing to do with the cheese. Oh, it's got everything to do with the Eskimos.
The Eskimos.
The Eskimos up there.
Sorry.
So at that point, this was your rebellious spirit. It was like, I've got pubes now. I need to rock. You know?
Yes.
And so basically, you were looking for people who were like, yeah, this is the way to do it, brother. You knew that girls didn't listen, right?
Right. Although there were a couple in my school that were interested, and those were the cool girls.
Oh, they were the cool girls.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know, the rockers.
Okay. Got it. All right. That makes total sense. So now, before we chastise you more for I understand it. I'm not going to chastise you for liking Z-Rock.
I get it because that's all he had. But still, Z-Rock was for like bro dudes with backwards baseball caps and cut off wife beaters and driving an IROC Camaro. Remember the IROC? They should bring the IROC back.
Well, but remember, too, this was, 3 years before the Seattle Sound and Nirvana and kind of the 90s alt-rock revolution. And we were actually lucky enough in the Twin Cities to have KJ-104, which had flipped from hard rock to modern rock in about 1990. It was one of the original 16.
Is it KJJO? Or
KJJO.
KJJO,
yep.
Right. Okay.
Yep. And so I loved that station, too. My personal musical discovery path started with the tail end of the hairband hard rock era. And then I discovered Jane's Addiction. And then I discovered the Ramones and, the Replacements from Hometown and everything like that.
Right. Okay. That makes total sense. I understand why Max is upset.
Right.
That you basically admitted your love for a horrible. I know. Let me say something.
Brad CV, when it comes to radio, is impeccable. He's starting the right way and doing the right things. I just think that publicly
acknowledging
his love for Z Rock Nation.
Right. Now that we know this, Brad, I've got to ask Tolkoff a couple of questions. What's the first single?
Okay. Direct all your questions to Brad.
What is the first single you bought?
Otis Redding, Dock of the Bay.
Okay, and which year did it come out?
I don't know, but it was the 60s.
Okay, so it was a super wimpy, hot AC song, but you bought it.
Yes, I did.
Did you realize he had just died when it came out?
No.
You didn't realize that?
No, I didn't realize that.
So it wasn't something where it was sentimental, like, I have to buy this Otis Redding thing. He just died.
No.
And it was finished in the studio, and it came out. It went to number one. Oh, my God. So I'm not going to chastise you for that because you were how old?
I was 15, 14, no, 10, 9, 8. I don't remember. What it was, 1965, I was 10.
It came out in 65?
No, that's when I bought it.
Oh, you bought it in 65?
Yeah. Or 65.
Bill, can you tell us what year that came out? Because I can't look it up right now.
William McCorker.
Dock of the Bay came out in...
I don't know. Does Brad know? Maybe Brad knows.
Brad
we
might
play
know.
That song. Hang on. I might be able to check our database.
There you go.
You couldn't have done this in 1990.
That's right.
Michael, after you're done asking him all his personal private stuff, ask him.
No, I'm asking you. What's the first album you bought?
I told you, you're not asking me this shit. Ask Brad.
Okay, let me. I'm
going to
adjust
Max's
mic for a second. Hold on. I'm going to tilt this a little. No. Just don't. Okay.
All right. Very good.
Slightly off the diaphragm.
It looks like Sitting on the Dock of the Bay is 1967.
So it wasn't 65.
Wow.
Yeah,
I was 13.
Yeah. So, okay. All so right. You were 13. He was around the same age. You're buying Dock of the Bay, and he's into Cinderella.
And Warrant.
And Warrant.
White Snake.
Okay, wait. Winger,
That's
Warrant.
That's what I'm saying. His pedigree is fine.
Winger, Warrant, White Line, and White Snake. It was the format you have a problem with. It was Lee Abrams basically taking a package of bullshit and throwing it on one station, putting guys like Junkyard Dog and Boogerhead and all these people on the
air.
It
wasn't the formats, just that it wasn't a... You know, it was like automated radio. It was automated rock is what it was. There's no live jocks doing anything. It was all pumped in from space.
Well, they were live, but they were live from Dallas and heard nationwide, right?
I'm bad, like, I'm nationwide. Isn't that ZZ Top? Yes.
I think that's a ZZ Top song.
Let's talk about the rest of your pedigree. Born and raised where? This is where Max goes, oh, nobody cares about this shit. I do. Where were you born?
Yeah, so I'm from the Twin Cities, grew up in the Twin Cities area.
Which one of the Twin Cities?
Well,
this always confuses
me. Shoreview, which is just north of St. Paul. So I'm from the St. Paul side.
Okay, and this is Mississippi runs between the both of them.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So you're on the east side or the west side?
Yeah, the east side, St. Paul and the rockin' east side.
So you're still K zone, right? Because it was the K.
Right. Yeah, it's one of the few markets. Where they have W and K call signs simultaneously. St. Louis does, too.
Yeah, so you were actually technically on the W side, on the east side, but you could listen to the K stations at the same time.
Correct, yep.
Hey, let's ask Brad, what Fargo character would you be?
We'll do that at the end. Write that down in your little notepad. So you were born there in which
year? I can even ask questions because you will just negate them.
Because I'm trying to set up a timeline here. What year were you born? 1612?
I was born in 77.
77.
That's when Talking Heads 77 came out.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It says it right on the cover.
Fucking A. Did not know that 77 came out in 77.
It's crazy, isn't it?
When did Spirit of 76 come out from The Alarm?
1776.
Okay.
Or was it 1876?
Okay, so you were formerly raised, church-going boy? What?
I was raised by the radio. I mean, it's all I've ever wanted to do.
Okay.
Halloran, you said like, you know, when reading the post, or Max, you said that you were surprised that it inspired me to a career in radio. And like, I would sit in class in like fifth grade, sixth grade, and instead of paying attention to the lesson, I would be making radio playlists, pretend radio playlists on notebooks of like what songs I wanted to play in what order. And I would remember to do repeats, you know, a few hours later, so songs would become familiar enough.
That's fucking, you know what? You're right. He is the future of radio.
He's not only that.
He was doing that without even knowing how rotations work.
It gets even better. So let's pretend that Brad, like, first of all, he was the last Jedi, all right? But now he's more like Rise of Skywalker. He's the last one left that cares about radio. Nobody else does.
Are you talking about the Fast and Furious?
No, listen to how, like, into radio. It's like he's still sort
of heard him
happy and optimistic, and he's not burned out and bitter like we are. So there's hope that he can possibly, like, Rise of Skywalker, Rey Palpatine, right? She's going to bring the Jedi's back. And Brad, if we work this right, will help us save radio.
Mm. Okay.
We need to do something with him before.
I agree. Okay.
You know, he gets bitter.
Back to Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Sorry, go ahead.
I sure hope so. And if I may just put in a plug for the world of the non-com independent music discovery stations, the non-com AAA stations. I made the move to this station in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Ohio about 4 years ago. And the musical freedom is fantastic. I'm carrying about 80 currents. And we have over 60 local bands in regular rotation.
Let me just tell you something. Are you playing Snarls?
I don't think I know Snarls yet,
I am going
sadly.
To turn you on right now to my new favorite band, not from the Canton, Youngstown,
right,
Akron
Metroplex.
I'm talking about a band from just down the road in Columbus, called Snarls. S-N-A-R-L-S. I got turned on to him by this guy called Marco Collins. I know you're scribbling it down. It's just like if I was snarling at you.
Yeah.
Snarls. So there's four people, three lovely ladies, and the drummer is this guy who is just freaking phenomenal. The harmonies that they pull off are amazing.
Yep.
They got a new album coming out. They just got a write-up in Rolling Stone. They've been written up a lot of other places. I have been more inspired by them and their basically their F-U attitude about everything, but they sing like songbirds, but they have this very punky attitude. They could be basically, and I hate saying it this way, but basically the new single, which is called Marbles. She sings about I Lost My Marbles, which is hilarious. But you will add both of these songs and then talk about, and you will bring them to the Anton Kranton Jungstun area.
Right. And don't forget nearby Cleveland.
And nearby Cleveland as well. You will bring them up the road from Columbus, and you will fall in love with these people. And, you know, I'm friends with them on Facebook and everything, and I just want them to come out to the West Coast because I want to see them do it live. Because they really
you know, Brad,
my world up.
Brad, Michael has a long history of discovering bands. I trust him in this area.
Oh, I do too.
I do not trust him in other areas, but I trust him in this area.
Yes,
by the way, do you know where the other Metroplex is that is similar to yours, Brad? Do you know who John Machida is?
In Pittsburgh, right?
That's right. John Machida is a famous alternative program director who controls all of Pittsburgh. Well, he used to work in the York Harrisburg Metroplex.
Right, yes.
Just want to get our Metroplexes correct here.
Okay.
That's
right.
Another good city, absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael. Sorry.
All right, so let's go back to Minneapolis. You graduate from high school?
Yep.
College, yes, no, or already in the radio?
I was already working in radio, and I was with a legendary, revered station. My first station was Rev 105 in the Twin Cities
under
Kevin Cole and Sean Stewart. Kevin is today out at KEXP, along with Marco Collins out in Seattle. But Rev had a pretty deep bench of people that have gone into radio. You know, Kyle Smith, also in Pittsburgh at WYEP. He's their music director and midday host. He came from Rev. Mark Abuzahab with View House and NPR Music and formerly at KXT in Dallas. A lot of the people at The Current in Minneapolis have history at Rev back in the day. So it's one of those, I was really fortunate to be at a station that had so much musical creativity and musical freedom. And that's what kind of twisted my warped sense of actually wanting to play new music and give a lot of new music a chance or mixing genres, things like that.
Wait, can we go back to Kevin Cole for a sec?
Yeah.
I think, wasn't he the first one to leave radio and go to work at Amazon?
Yes.
He did, yep.
And I think originally, eventually, he at one point moved to Reno and then came back and then started working for EXP because, what's his name, the Microsoft good guy.
Yes, but don't we think that Kevin Cole is a multi-billionaire? Didn't he get like early? He must be rich.
Why don't you
worked for Amazon when they were just selling books.
Yeah, so you think he got stock options?
I think he did.
Well, then why don't you write to him?
Don't
we know that?
What? Brad?
He may have, and I don't know, but I do remember.
Wait a minute. Do you know Oedipus? Oedipus might have stock options, too, and become a multimillionaire. Why don't we just start talking
Amazon.
About...
Not Amazon. Oedipus had...
okay, why don't we just go off on a fucking weird tangent, like vagina candles or something, in the middle of a fucking conversation?
That's what we do.
I know. I'm reeling you back in,
fine.
All right. So, Brad, you were already in radio. You decided to forego college then, correct?
Well, so then, as often happens, you've seen the movie 100 times. Rev was critically revered, but...
Rev-eared.
It was Rev-eared.
Rev-eared, but then it was sold. It was one of the first victims of the Telecommunications Act of 1996.
I do remember that.
Yes.
I do remember that.
Please, let us not talk about Bill Clinton's biggest mistake after Monica Lewinsky.
Okay, if we're going to blame Clinton...
We are going to blame Clinton.
We are going to have the discussion right now about who wrote the Telecommunications Act.
Lobbyists.
No.
Yes.
The Mays Boys. The Mays Boys wrote it, lobbied the motherfucking shit out of to the FCC, and said one thing. The highlight was, this will increase competition. Nobody read the small print that said, we get to buy as many fucking stations as we want.
No, they did. They read the fine print.
No.
It was written by lobbyists. They persuaded everybody in Congress that this was a good
thing. It was written
by
Lowry and Lyle, the Sugar King, Sugar Twin Mays people.
No, it wasn't.
Because they wanted to take over. The people owned Clear Channel at the time. They wanted to take over the world.
Yes, we know.
Yeah. So basically, that's what the fuck happened.
Well, that was
so
the beginning of the end.
That being said, that's why I love the fact that Bob Pittman has been called to the carpet by your congressman. What is he, a representative? What is he? Sherrod Brown. What is he to you?
He's one of our congressmen, right?
Yeah.
This is all. This dates.
No, he's a senator. Isn't he senator? Senator Sherrod.
Whatever. Yeah, he's a senator.
Yeah, he's a senator. Whatever the fuck he does, I hope he fucking calls him to the carpet.
It's important. This is because one of the people that was axed in the recent downsizing was a very popular personality for 20 plus years, 25 plus years in Youngstown. And that's where Sherrod Brown started asking some questions. And now he's called on the carpet.
I fucking love it.
Really?
Yeah. So I think Pittman's going to have to come to Congress and explain why he made a bonus.
Yep.
Huge bonus.
And yet a whole bunch of fucking DJs, era personalities, ne'er-do-wells, and associated staff got axed from Clear Channel / J-Corp / iFart.
See, Brad, here's the thing about your radio career. Mm-hmm. And we can speak to you because we're from the future. We have No, seriously, since we're so much older, we can tell you what's going to happen in your life because we're from the future. So let's give you what's going to happen here if you don't watch out. You will become jaded, bitter, and horribly depressed because you're going to wind up going to a billion different radio stations. But you're going to have to. We've got to somehow protect him.
No,
losing.
He's going to be fine.
He's got to have.
He's going to start
gigs because radio.
This
needs
is
to be
what's
going to
happen.
Up.
He's going to add Snarls on those two stations.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Snarls is going to be the biggest thing that's going to come out of Ohio since Guided by Voices, since the National, since Rubber City Rebels. Since the Black Keys, since
Devo
since
the Bizarros.
The Bizarros. Wait a minute. What about, hold on. 1 second. It's coming to me. Eric Carmen. The Raspberries.
Yes, the Raspberries.
The Raspberries. Yep. The biggest things ever.
Chrissy Hynde.
Nine Inch Nails. Technically, not really. Chrissy Hynde?
Yeah.
No, Chrissy Hynde. Yes.
Ohio.
Pretenders, not so much, but Chrissy Hynde, yes. Because she had to leave.
Yes,
she had to leave to move to England to make a fucking
band. Yeah, I
know. What happened to her city?
Her city was gone.
Her city was gone.
It got moved.
What the fucking hell happened to it? What about Cuyahoga from REM? Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
All right. That's so anyway, my point is he's going to be fine. He's going to put the Snarls in a heavy rotation tomorrow.
Right.
The first single, just fucking add both of them at the same time. Be the fucking rebel.
Hey,
so
Brad,
listen,
how close are you?
He's talking. He's talking. Shut the fuck up.
How close are you to Xenia, Ohio? Is Xenia in an area at all? Xenia?
Let me find out.
He wants to talk about the tornado.
And the movie Gummo.
Gummo?
Gummo. Did you ever see Gummo?
I don't think
did. You ever
I
see
did.
The movie Kids?
Yeah, I saw Kids.
All right, same director.
Same director. Harmony Korine.
Oh, okay.
Look up Gummo. It's really freaking weird.
Okay, back to fucking...
All right, go
ahead. So what about Snarls you're going to tell me?
Oh, I was just going to say, with Columbus, like we have 5 or 6 Columbus bands... In our local category, we're only 2 hours from Columbus.
Right.
And we're about 2 hours out of Pittsburgh, too. So basically, Cleveland, Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Columbus, and Pittsburgh, we all count that in our local selection.
Right.
So I haven't even heard Snarls, but I can almost guarantee that I'm going to like it if you like it. And
Walk in the Woods, you're going to love. And then the new one, Marbles, which is a little bit more rockier than Walk in the Woods. But it's so catchy. Put it this way. If the Captain and Tennille were a punk band, this is kind of what it would be.
How much was CD 101 an influence in that whole area? Do you have any memory of it? Any knowledge?
Oh, yeah. Well, so they moved to 102.5, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, but still continue to be pretty influential and a very important station. Mr. Mace... Mason Brazell, or Mace, who is the PD there, is a buddy of mine, and comes to Akron. He came to Akron to see Elvis Costello maybe 2 years ago. He's a good... that station's a good example. One of the only examples in commercial alternative of a station that takes some chances, breaks some records, and makes it matter. And it's because of their independent ownership, I think.
Yeah, that's got to be it. Independent ownership makes a huge difference.
I love hearing the kids talk about it.
Okay, music. So we're going back. You are starting radio. You didn't fuck around with college. Or you
did.
You actually did, but Max interrupted you with a story about fucking Gummo. So you went to college where?
At St. Cloud State University.
That's where Garrett Michaels
Minnesota.
Went, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I think he grew up in St. Cloud.
I think he did, too, or just outside. Yeah. His dad, I believe, was the... I think he was the Reeve of the Shire. Do you know what that means?
I don't know that term.
Well, the term, the Reeve.
The Reeve?
Like, you know, Christopher Reeves.
Is this the Lord of the Rings?
What okay, the hell? Let me explain. Yes. Give me 2 minutes here to explain. A shire is a county, right? So like Warwickshire, mm-hmm. Yorkshire, it's the shire around York, or it's the shire around Warwick.
I know, right? That's where Bilbo and Frodo are from.
Yeah, so the shire, which is the county that you're in, has to have a reeve that goes out and collects the taxes for the king. He is called the Shire Reeve or the Sheriff. That's how Sheriff came up. So Garrett Michael's dad was the sheriff for the county of St. Cloud or whatever the fuck it was. He would go out there and collect the taxes. Actually, he just went and, you know, busted
punks. By the
way,
this is a whole different podcast.
No, I'm just saying.
Just going to be Halloran telling us where all these things come from.
Explaining where the words come from. So anyway, his dad was the Reeve of the Shire. That's what I'm saying.
William the Corker, write this down.
William
podcast
the Corker.
Name.
William
where the words come from.
That's
it's like where the wild
podcast.
Things are.
William,
where the words come from.
William the Corker knows these things because he's a very smart motherfucker.
Well, it's your next podcast.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and guys, I don't know if you remember the Canadian band Sheriff, but they were played on Z-Rock. So it's come full circle.
You know why? Because they sounded like a corporate version of the Police.
Right.
Sheriff did?
Yes. Don't you remember?
No.
First time I heard a Sheriff song, I was like, what the fuck is this? Sting's got to be rolling over in his...
By the way, Max fails to point out that that you, Max Tolkoff...
What?
You failed to point out the fact that the Police sounded like a commercial version of Bob Marley.
All right. Hang on. And Bob Marley...
Sounded like a...
A commercial version of the Skiffle Guys.
The polka guys.
No, the skiffle guys.
Because you're all absolutely fucked up.
All right. Back to Brad's history, which you were good at. I don't know what you were doing. Right. Ask him some more about his history before you get bored with that.
Okay.
He's bored with it.
You did St. Cloud. You were working at the College Station. Yes, no?
Yep. Okay. Yep, correct.
And the first people that paid you were where?
In St. Cloud, I started working at a couple of different commercial stations because this was like late 90s after consolidation had just started happening. So first I worked for a group that had four, but then I left for the independent rock station, Rockin' 101, WHMH, which is still there today and still family owned. And it's a great, you know, standalone family album rock heritage station, which wasn't all that different from Z-Rock, to be honest. So I kind of, you know, I loved listening to rock stations coming up, but by this time, my personal music taste was in the modern rock alternative world, whatever you want to call it.
Yes, that is the question. Whatever we want to call it. I hate the term modern rock. Yep. I hate the term modern everything. And alternative was not a word that was used to describe the format. Because at first it was, well, in California, it was rock of the 80s, and then at 91X, we came up with the cutting edge of rock. But notice that we always made an effort to not put a label on the format itself, if possible.
Until other motherfuckers came up and said, we got to call it something different. They use newer notes than our bands do. Our bands only use, you know... A, B, C, D, E, F, G. They don't use H. We started using H, and guess what happened? It became modern because we were using the H chord pattern. You do realize that, right?
Oh, that's really?
Yeah. Nobody remembers that shit. You know, an A chord and a B chord and a C chord, and like all that stuff. Suddenly we came up with the H chord. They had no fucking idea what the H chord was.
Are you
serious? Still to this day.
You know why I believe him about this? Because he plays.
I play guitar. You play guitar? Do you play guitar, Brad?
I do not.
Okay. Yeah, see, I didn't either.
Does anybody in that building you're in right now, in Akron, Canton?
Metroplex?
Metroplex.
Does anyone in that building?
We have a performing musician who does our Sunday Americana show.
Yeah, but is he there right now?
Oh, he's not. He's not here right now. Yeah.
If you called him right now on speakerphone and said that is modern rock called modern rock because the modern rock guys found the H chord before anybody else, just ask him that question on speakerphone.
Okay.
And I would love to hear. I'm serious.
You're going to make him do it now.
Yeah, because this is the thing about musicians. No,
I wanted to hear Brad play some production from his station. Do you have any production you can play?
No, not yet. He needs.
He moved out of frame. It's like he disappeared. He's only
talk
about
it. I'm here.
Okay. Call. What's his name? The guy who does your Americana show.
Ryan Humbert.
Why do we have to talk to him?
Because this is the revelation that you fuckers haven't figured out yet. The reason that it's called
the
modern rock. Because the A, the B, the C, the D, and the fucking sharps.
But that's not why they called it that, though. I see what your reasoning is. But it was much more
modern rockers found the H chord. Nobody else fucking knew what it was. We found it.
So we get to name it?
The Pistols. No, they called it. Oh, those guys found the H chord. They're modern, so we're going to call it modern rock because modern rock bands use the H chord.
This is when.
Which is significantly known as the dissonant chord. Like, you know, bands like fucking Sonic Youth and the Pistols and all that kind of fucking shit. Everybody figured it out. So anyway, you're not calling that guy. I'm really kind of bummed out.
Exactly, because this is the point where William Ryan, Porker and I
Ryan
are worried
Humboldt?
That your medication has not been
updated. Yes, Ryan Humbert is his name.
Ryan Humbert.
No, forget about it. Listen, Brad, can we talk about something more pertinent to radio?
Sure.
Brad.
I'll follow whatever you guys want to do.
All right. Since you're the future of radio, and I've been, since the very first show almost a year ago, I can't believe I've been doing it that long, we were talking about ASMR. Because in the context of that, what I want to know is who's doing good production for the next generation? I don't hear any good, exciting production and alternative. I don't hear it at rock. Everything sounds like zips and zaps and laser beams. What do you got, Brad?
Yeah,
what do you got? Is that all we got?
I mean, I think in some ways, at least in our non-com format,
What do you got for sweepers?
Let him talk.
And,
let him
and
fucking talk.
Bumpers.
Let
do you have
him,
anything?
Well, I'm hearing a return to kind of
We lost you for a second.
Modern technology.
I want.
I like it.
There you go.
Oh, okay, there
he just came back.
Right.
Is it back? Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
By the way, that's the perfect distance from the mic, right there.
Oh, right
perfect
here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So I'm hearing kind of an organic return to like dry voices or voice montages. We get artists whenever we do an in-studio, we have them, you know, read a whole bunch of liners, and then I like to chop up those liners and IDs into, you know, brief 6-second montages where you'll hear 1, 2, 3 voices that aren't identified, but they identify into a station montage ID.
I like that.
Do you have
like
one
that.
Of those? Can you? We'll wait. Go find one. Can you find one and pop it in?
Can you go to the studio and get the cart?
Yes. Can you get the? Do you have any cart machines in your?
Ooh, I do have these.
William the Corker is laughing his ass off because that's something I would have said because I think
we're
still
on,
using
we're,
carts.
We're about to hear him play something.
Well,
because I like what you're going. See here, to interrupt you yet again. What you just said is interesting because back in 2004, 2005, mm-hmm. when I went back to FNX the second time, when I walked in the door, I said, we're not doing any standard produced promos and bumpers and sweepers anymore. We want something new. I did that. I found a guy who was funny, and we did dry, organic stuff, which made us sound completely different than BCN. Or ZLX or anybody else.
Yep.
What do you got? Go play
well,
for us.
So I don't have access to that stuff, but let me show you something neat that we did just this week.
Good.
These are some new quick sweeps that my station started with an early modern rock alternative format in 1989. So we have all this heritage. Like, I'm working at a station that played Ned's Atomic Dustbin and the Soup Dragons as Currents, you know? So it's and the Candy Skins and bands like that. So it's neat that, you know, we still keep those in like an image gold category.
All right, play something.
So
what you got.
What we did is we used to have, back in those days, we had a British voice guy. And we found some old reels when the station moved this summer. So we digitized the reels and took the old British guy and mixed it in with our current voice guy, John Carter. And so these are some new quick sweeps that are just going in this week. And let's see if you can hear this. Here we go.
Modern rock for Akron's modern adults.
This is the summit.
Just something real quick like that.
Not bad.
Here's one. Try this.
The station that dares to be different.
Dare to be different.
The Summit at thesummit.fm.
Right.
Okay,
so
I get it. But here's what I would say about that.
Yep.
The problem I have personally with slogans is that it's always so forced and contrived. But I always thought that the way around it was not have the jocks ever say the slogan live. because it sounds too jive.
We did
do
that
it all
when
in production.
Right? We did that when I was in Virginia. Yeah, because we had a slogan, different is good. And so
that's a good one. I like that. But here's the thing, though. The delivery is still kind of that bubble to the voice, sort of kind of a rock.
Right. Here, listen to, let's try this one.
Feel free to weigh in, Sparky. You're looking at me like I'm nuts.
I'm here to clean your shovel as you keep digging.
Okay, here we go. Take a listen to this one.
91.3 The Summit in Akron, 90.7 FM in Youngstown, and thesummit.fm worldwide. Not the same old new music, but Akron's best new music first. The Summit. For music, discovery, and community.
And I have one more before you guys give comment.
All right, go ahead. I really like this one. Yeah.
Here we go.
Always on the cutting edge. Building a better community, one song at a time. The Summit. The Summit. And thesummit.fm.
What I like about these are that they're a mixture of the old voice that our heritage listeners will remember, the British guy, and our new guy. And I have to give local production talent Matt Anthony props for producing those.
Yeah, he should be fired tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Get rid of him. Look,
I'll tell him.
The concept is great, but what you've got there sounds like kind of dry, sort of hot AC or AC sweepers.
Sure.
I feel like I'm going to hear Jethro Tull and not The Replacements. I'm just saying, that's just a suggestion. Yep. I think that the production is great, but what I'm wondering is, what are we going to be here? What's going to take us into the future? In much the way that Zips and Zaps took us from the 70s to the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
The end of the 80s, Zips and Zaps. Into the 90s, Zips and Zaps. I can't even speak it right. It's all Zips and Zaps, but we haven't really... Where's the humor? You know, the stuff that they once did for the Jack stations, right? There were no announcers or anything. They just put in endless sweepers to rotate and production to rotate. And it was all very self-deprecating and very kind of funny in a dry way. And it was like, bam, hit and go. You know, the blitz break thing. So I think that the format needs humor, first of all, but it needs something different. Which is why I suggested to a lot of people, use this AMSR, which if you go to any ASMR video, there's like a billion followers. So if that many people know, and by the way, what was it? Miller Lite that did the ASMR commercial last year in the Super Bowl? You remember that
quiet
thing? I'm jumping in here.
Last year. Nobody cares anymore?
ASMR is over. To weigh in on that idea.
It was a year ago.
It
was the Zips and Zaps.
Oh, and it's all over.
Brad, talk to me, please.
It's the Whisper Jocks.
Stop him.
You know who does it the best?
What?
Billie Eilish.
She does.
Yeah.
She does it the best.
Yeah,
She's already done it. It's done. It's over.
It's not done.
What do we want? 50 more Devos? No, we want Devo, and then we want more Clash.
We want
individuality. We don't want Brad to start doing
ASMR. No.
ASMR.
What I'm saying, though, is that stations need to set themselves apart from other stations.
So Brad, let me jump in here. I'm talking to Brad.
Answer.
Brad's on the show. He's been bitching about this for a year. It was our first show, ASMR, right?
Yeah.
He was talking about it endlessly. So it was about a year ago. And here's the funny thing. It's already played out.
Because everybody's been trying to listen to the wind.
You saw the Lincoln commercial where what's-his-name goes out ice fishing, right?
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Another ASMR commercial.
No, that wasn't an ASMR anything.
You didn't fucking listen to it.
Just going out ice fishing. And then he sits in the
sound,
back of the car.
The sound effects. The wind.
That's just good sound design. I'm talking
that's
about
all ASMR
station
is.
Promos.
What, opening a beer bottle?
Yes.
That's a sound effect,
it's
right,
like,
Bill?
Well, you know, one thing that is interesting, our terrific voice guy, John Carter, always
From
tells
Mars.
Me, our promos are definitely too long and not PPM friendly, and I don't really care because I think we're just communicating.
No, they're not too long. Exactly. There's nothing wrong with long promos.
Don't interrupt him. He's doing a long promo right now.
You're interrupting him and me, and you won't let him talk. Go ahead, Brad.
How long are your promos?
Well, most of, like, if it's a concert promo or a station event, I mean, we're still running 40-second promos a lot of times with music hooks.
But that's a benefit to you.
Right.
How long are in the middle of a sweep, let's say, when do you sweep? What's your break times? When do you sweep?
Well, it's basically always a sweep. Our formatics are, you know, we're a non-com, but we do read underwriters.
Right.
We read our underwriters at 20, 40, and then 10 or 50. But we only have 4 units an hour of underwriters.
So in between, you get 3 songs in on a sweep?
Generally, 3.
Do you have dead segs?
We have a few dead segs. We did.
What do you run between the dead segs?
I mean, those are just song to song, and I try and make them flow if possible. You know, good tempo.
But how many between 3 songs are you running? 1 dead sing between 3?
Usually, I'm still fairly old school. That's why I like
quick PPM. Sweeps. Is PPM in the market yet?
Well, we encode in PPM for Cleveland, but we're not a Cleveland station.
Right.
And so we're a continuous diary market in both.
Okay.
Akron.
All right. So you do have to identify the station so people actually do you spell Summit the English way? There's Summit wrong with my food. There's Summit wrong with my shit. Like, were you playing the Arctic Monkeys? Summit in your teeth. You know, like he says, Summit in England is like something, right?
Something.
Is this going to be a Dyer Maker? Summit wrong. Is this
Summit
wrong? Jamaica thing again?
No, it's not. Summit. There's Summit wrong with you. S-U-M-M-A-T is Summit.
Summit.
Summit wrong with you. There is Summit wrong.
The name Summit comes from our county, Summit County, and the highest point of Ohio. How about that?
And how high is that? Let me guess. Anything over 500 feet's got to be high there.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was going to say the tallest mountain is 500 feet. There used to be these great posters in the 70s of a guy in shorts and wearing skis in a wheat field in Kansas. And it was like an early meme without the internet. And it said, Ski Kansas. It's a skiing joke, sorry.
Okay, good. Back to Brad. You graduate from college.
Yeah.
And they start paying you where again?
Well,
PPHBVCD. What was it?
St. Cloud State. So I came back.
Wait, they paid you at St. Cloud State?
Oh no! The station's in St. Cloud. That led to an eternal part-time gig at Cities 97 in Minneapolis, which I had grown up with, you know. So Rev gets sold and goes off the air immediately. I go to school in St. Cloud and then eventually get back to Cities, which was another station that I really admired growing up. But no one ever left that station, you know, until Clear Channel and iHeart took over.
And then everybody left.
And then everybody left. But so then I moved around. I really wanted to get into full-time programming. So that led to Columbia, Jefferson City, Missouri for a couple of years.
You're into these fucking Twin Cities for some bizarre reason. You cannot get away with anything less than a fucking Metroplex.
Yep. And then, Halloran, you may not know that I went to Madison for the final days of WMAD, Mad Radio, which was alternative, but they pulled the plug on it.
That's when Vince was working there? Canova?
No. This is a few years before him. This is like 04, 06 something.
All right.
But then I went to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Which station?
Detroit guy.
Well, yeah, but, you know, one of my signals got out to Ann Arbor.
Yep.
What station in Ann Arbor?
So it was WQKL 107.1, which is a commercial AAA, still there today. Today it's a Cumulus station.
Was it owned one point by the Domino's guy?
Yes, he founded that station way back, you know, early 80s, whenever it first went on.
It was a whatever it was, but he was the guy. You know, talk about the Me Too movement coming to a full circle here.
That's right. Tolkoff is
now something to pay attention. Tom Monahan. Tom Monahan, who eventually bought the Tigers, he started the station. Some of my friends worked there for him for a while. Yep. He required that every single woman that worked for him had to wear a skirt below her knee to work. No pants on any of the women.
This was in the
80s, early 90s.
Wow.
I can't remember what it was called, like W Pepperoni or something like that. And he was getting sued at the same time because that 30 minutes or less bullshit, like a couple of drivers had run into people trying to get the pizzas there.
WPEP?
No, I think it was W 30 minutes or less.
W 30 minutes or less.
You know, we were
So
close.
So you're in Ann Arbor. So wait, you jump to where? I need to get the history done.
Yeah.
So another college town.
We're almost done because I did these college towns for a long time. And by the way, you may know in Ann Arbor, that's where Martin Van Dyke does mornings still to this day. So I worked with Martin.
One of my old buddies.
Terrific. Yep. But that led in 2006, I moved to Charlottesville, Virginia, and WCNR The Corner, commercial AAA under Saga Communications.
Right.
And I was there almost 10 years until late 2015 when I moved here to Akron. And took over at WAPS.
How many colleges do you have in that surrounding area?
In Akron here?
Under all of your Signal umbrellas, everything that the Signals, because you obviously said you have how many frequencies for the one station?
Yeah, well, we just have two. We just have two till we buy some more one day. And but basically, we cover, University of Akron and Kent State.
Right.
And Youngstown State University in Youngstown, and College of Worcester as well, which is to our west.
And that's spelled the right way? That's spelled colleges. The Worcester? Is that the...
Well, no, they spell it just W-O-O-S-T-E-R, Worcester.
So they spell it the Bostonian way because nobody could figure out how to...
No, the Bostonian one is spelled the other way.
Worcester.
Worcester?
Yes, it's spelled Worcester. Yes.
Yep.
It is.
I thought it was Worcester, Mass, spelled W-O-O-S.
I can't. We were so close. We were talking about programming.
And we were talking about ASMR again. All right. So,
now
you're at this
now
station.
You want to talk about this?
No, hold on. Let me tell you how long we got in this podcast because we've been on the
air. We're done.
No.
Brad,
I want to get his feet.
Guys.
Let's
do a two-parter. This is so fun.
Listen, I would do that, except I had some criticism over the weekend about our show.
Oh, no.
What? The two-parters, people hate them?
No, but...
Wait, okay, let me ask you this. Fuck, who could possibly have enough oomph to criticize you and make you fucking change your mind about something?
Paul Buckley. Do you know who Paul Buckley is?
Buckley, who works for fucking Newmark?
Who used to be our van driver, and he had a band, by the way, that was signed to A&M.
The Sheila Devine?
No, Orbit.
Okay.
Oh,
you remember Orbit?
After William Orbit?
Yeah.
Okay, so Paul
Medicine.
Buckley.
Paul Buckley has been listening to us since the very beginning, and I didn't know it.
And what did he say? Your shows are too long because he couldn't find the fucking pause button?
He's got a number of issues that I'll talk to you after the show about.
No, tell me now. I want to know now.
He doesn't like the two-parter thing. He thinks it's lazy that we just, like, break up a show, and then we don't actually say, and next week we'll be doing this, because, you know.
I told you that before, so I agree with Paul Buckley.
Brad, listen, here's the whole idea behind this podcast. It is literally radio deconstructed. We know all the things to do to put together a slick radio show. We know those things.
Yep.
But I don't want to do any of them right now. I don't care about any of that. I mean, it's amazing that we even have an intro. I would literally just, and I've told Halloran 1,000 times, you don't need to go, hey, I'm Halloran, this is Max, and it's the Oddcast.
And coming up next, Brad Savage, who spent some time in the Twin Cities, in more Twin Cities than you could imagine, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul,
in other words, Brad,
and now in Akron, Canton.
The idea for me is to drive away as many people as possible.
You're doing a really good job.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
All the rules are off in podcast land. I think you can reinvent all of it.
Because it's narrowcast.
Okay. Now,
it's
can I get
broadcast.
Back onto this? I need wrap up.
I want to talk about programming. And now you've killed it.
This
you've
is what I'm getting. What do you think I'm getting to?
All right.
So now here we are in 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play Yellow Pills by 2020 right now.
Yes.
Coming up next, 2020 Yellow Pills. Finally, the band makes sense. So my point is you're now in this multi-city market.
Yep.
And you've just been turned on to a band called Snarls from Columbus.
Are you getting paid for this?
This is programming. Right. Are you getting paid for fucking ASMR? You just fucking gave him a whole criticism about his
production?
His production.
Yeah, well,
that's
what we do.
That's called consulting.
He should design
Shut
to
the fuck
have
up.
Us.
I'm almost done. I'm almost done.
We
Shut
are
the
radio
fuck up.
Icons, and he wants to know
Vagina
what we have
candles.
To think.
Stop for a minute. So now that you've been turned on to the future of Columbus and Akron and this band, do you champion, I know you said you're playing 60 bands out of the 80, do you champion the local bands where you will follow them to the depths of hell and back? Tell me about the programming of what you're doing, and is there anything that's come out of that area that we would go, holy fuck, we had no idea that came out of there?
There have been some good regional, regional breakthrough acts in the last few years. We still do a local music sampler CD each year on the station that becomes a membership perk. And actually, you know, a lot of our audience is more upper demo than you would think, and they still like physical CDs. They like getting that welcome
kit. Good for them. And, I love that shit.
Yeah. And we do offer it as a digital download now, too. But right. Most people want the CD. Anyway, so in recent years, there's a band called Camp, C-A-A-M-P, that just hit number one at AAA. They're out of Athens, Ohio, Ohio University. They're based in Columbus now. But they're right. On Mom and Pop Records. And
that's fucking great. I love that. So Camp with yep. Two A's.
Camp. Yep. The band Welshly Arms.
I've heard of them. Welshly Arms.
They had a pretty good run at Alternative and AAA, but they're a Cleveland band. Their recent song called Legendary has been really big. I feel like it should have gone further, but there's just a lot of noise out there, you know, right. Especially in the big world of radio. But we've played the hell out of them. Joseph Arthur is another local guy.
He's fucking huge.
Yeah, he does a podcast. He's got a heck of a following, online.
Did you play that,
kind of a viral...
that track that he did with Stipe and the?
Oh,
that
yeah, was your, in that the was, sun.
Yeah, in the
in
sun.
The sun.
Okay,
yep.
You know that
yep.
song? Talk off. We're talking about programming now. Are you paying attention? Have you ever heard that song they did with he? It was Joseph Arthur, Michael Stipe, and this guy, the singer from Coldplay, Chris Martin, yep. Another guy
I've
with two first names.
Yeah,
you know, like Garrett Michaels, and you know. All the two first name guys, I love the way you're just sitting there and you're smirking because you know that we're talking about programming and you've got nothing to offer.
No, you're talking about music. This although is, I like what, when
let
you
me
asked
ask you,
him.
Let me ask you, no, what do you program on the radio? I'm programming the commercials in the correct order because we know
by
the
way,
motherfuckers,
hang on.
Motherfuckers need
by
to hear
the, way, yes.
The Chevy dealership next to the Dodge
all
dealership.
Right. You know, you poo-poo, and I don't know about you, Brad. Do you watch commercials at all or do you like time skip everything?
You know what? We cut the cord. I don't even have
commercials.
Like a regular cable.
All right.
Or
here's
commercials.
The thing. It's important to watch TV commercials.
Can you start pronouncing important like everybody else does?
Important?
Important.
No, it's important. Anything that has an A-N-T or an E-N-T on it, it's important.
No, important.
Yeah, no.
They say
listen,
important.
In much the same way that we no longer talk about rifles, we have to say long guns. And now it's even worse. It's long rifle. I don't know what the point of that is.
Because there are short rifles? And there are long rifles.
We're in a bad, no education time in this country.
I know. I know who to blame for that, too.
So we're talking about music. You started talking about programming, like, where are your breaks?
No,
how do you do this
but,
and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but nobody cares about, hey, Brad Savage, where
Brad.
Are your breaks? It depends
See,
on the fucking market.
Here's the difference
let
between
me finish
me
my
Howard.
Questions.
No,
how
let
many
me...
times a week do you play local music? What's the highest rotation a band will get up to?
Thank
30,
you.
40, 70 well, times?
Well, actually, so our heavies in like regular rotation, we max out at about 25 a week. And a lot of records, a lot of important records, we're packeting two tracks. Like, for instance, Lizzo, we actually have four songs in right now. Or like The High Women, we're playing three different cuts from them.
Right.
And I know that's old school, but our time spent listening is pretty lengthy. And I'm not a fan.
How long is your TSL? How long? What's your...
Well, I don't know. We don't subscribe, but...
So, wait.
Yeah, but you can make
our
a
time,
call. Somebody can tell you,
our
right?
time spent listening is long, but I don't know how long it is.
Yeah, that's exactly
Seven
right.
hours?
I would...
A day?
We are actually
no, there are non-coms that have that.
I
mean,
get it.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I get it.
And actually, we are in the process of becoming a subscriber, which we haven't been in 10 years. But at any rate, it's all based on gut, what we do here. And...
Let me ask you a quick question then.
Gut.
Yep.
I love the fact that you're programming by gut. Are you looking at your Shazam numbers of songs you are exclusively mm-hmm. playing?
Yeah, whenever possible. And I also like, you know what I like? Our big social media growth numbers, bands that kind of find an organic following. And I look at, like, you know, the Spotify viral 50 or the world right. numbers or whatever. I like looking at factors like that, you know, and just kind of seeing that's where camp came out of, and that came home in a big way. Just at our format, they have not crossed to alternative yet. But I think, you know, I think there's some real future in those types of development stories. I like bands that aren't so much manufactured hype, but bands that are playing and touring and doing all the learning.
Don't we all?
I mean, that's the idea. I'm in your camp at this point. Yep. Let me ask you this. Is there one song in the last, let's say, 6 months that you put in that is a standout weirdo track that you've watched the Shazam numbers constantly outpace the top 40s of that area? Because I had a noble experiment about a year and a half ago. Howie Mura turned me onto the song by a guy called Alberosi. Are you hip to Alberosi?
He's an Italian
rapper / reggae guy. He did a cover of a Metallica song.
I've heard this.
You should check it out because it's as if Michael Franti and Bob Marley got together, took a Metallica riff, deconstructed it, put it back together. Alberosi, it's the Unforgiven, if you want to look it up and listen to it. And what we did, this was just the experiment because when I was programming 98.9 in TJ / San Diego, big enough signal to get to most sides of the border. San Diego loves reggae. San Diego loves Metallica. I got the song. I said we're going to put it on. It started out Shazamming all of the other Ariana Grande stuff in South Bay, which is where our signal
did
basically
hit. Did you
just
say Jizzam?
I didn't say Jizzam.
You said Jizzam.
I said Shazam.
No, you said Jizzam. Yep. William?
Did he say Jizzam? That's DJ Jizzam.
He said Jizzam. Brad?
Okay.
Did he say Shazam?
Shazam.
Yeah. We can listen to the tape. We can go back on the tape and listen to it. My point, Brad, is you have to throw one weird song in there and then see if it Shazams, because if it Shazams and it out Shazams an Ariana Grande, which everybody's playing, you have to realize that people are listening, and then you go show that to the sponsor down the street. Like, you know, I would imagine this point is what's a pizza place, the weed shop. Is weed legal in Ohio yet?
It is not, but it is in Illinois and Michigan now.
It needs to be legal. Oh, so people are basically crossing.
Well, there's some medicinal in Ohio for the first time, but I understand it's rather expensive.
I don't know if you know this, but Ohio is like the opioid capital.
Oh, we know all about it.
I'm looking at Tolkoff right now.
Why?
Because
it's
basically
opioids?
Like, no, because I'm just saying that Ohio is basically two O's with high in the middle, and those fuckers are high. Those fuckers are really fucking high. So anyway, I've asked all my programming questions. I've turned them on to Snarls. I'm going to turn you on to Alberosi. It's an older song. It doesn't matter. It is fucking such a standout track. And if you're only going to play it 25 times a week, I would suggest that you snaggle onto that thing and just fucking ride it for all it's worth, because people go, what's that Metallica weird shit you're playing, motherfucker?
It is funny, though, you know, I've experimented with bringing up those rotations a little bit, and it's good for Cume, I think, but our long-timers that have been here for years, they start to get a little twitchy if they hear it five times a day, you know,
Do it for 1 week. Just slam it for 1 week and name it something. Fucking say,
this is the fire breather category.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So
fuck you category.
This is a time that we can tell Brad about the early days of the format and Rick Carroll.
Let's go back. 35 years,
Rick Carroll's whole programming thing was you take a new song and you bang the crap out of it to get it familiar. Yep. But I mean a lot for the first 2 or 3 weeks. And then you slow it down. You put it in a holding, in like a maintenance category.
Yeah, right? For sure. We could do a Screamer of the Week.
Oh, my God. WLIR.
I would call it the Whisperer of the Day.
The Whisperer of the Day.
Every hour on the hour, I'm going to turn you on it. Yes.
I do have two songs to mention that have had good Shazam numbers.
Yes.
A band, the Serotones. They're from Louisiana. They're on New West Records.
I think that's pronounced Louisiana, but go ahead.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Their song, Gotta Get to Know You, was... I think it reached like number 8 or number 9. Please,
on the Facebook, please send me a text with that track.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So Serotones, Gotta Get to Know You, which had a good run at AAA, but you know, it just didn't, it hasn't broken much, you know, much wider than that. There's also a guy named Earl St. Clair that we had a huge response to, called Ain't Got It Like That, from like two summers ago.
Send me that link as well,
yep,
please.
Yep. And he's like kind of an, like a alt slash hip hop type artist, you know. He's from Cleveland originally, but now Los Angeles based. So we kind of champion our own hits and invent some of those, but you know, more so than many of the other non-coms, I'm still playing 21 Pilots, The Revivalists, even Panic at the Disco, and some of those. I think it's all just part of a...
Do you need to play Panic at the Disco, really?
No, he doesn't.
Well,
you need
but,
to play.
But here's, by the end of this conversation...
I can't go through his entire playlist.
Yeah.
But
wait, no, if the are they from Ohio, Panic at the Disco?
They aren't. 21 Pilots are.
Yeah, well, but. 21 Pilots are a band you should continue to play because they're local.
And they're
but,
great.
But right now, we are going to have this discussion that you're going to take Panic Up My Disco off the air right now. Because
we probably could. You know, the funny thing about our market is there's no alternative station and no other, you know, AAA, no commercial AAA. And there's like four classic rock stations and none of them play currents. None at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got kind of a wide swath to kind of pick from. And then our audience, we're trying to grow younger, bring in some new people, bring in some first-time public radio listeners, and even more importantly, donors. But at the same time, we've got a lot of 60-plus-year-olds that have been here for years.
You know, Howlin' and I have a consulting service, and it's called We Will Fix Your Playlist. We come in.
I'm sending you my ads right now.
And,
I'm sending you your ads.
We
right
will
now.
Come into a market, and we will fix... I offered this to Garrett when he was across the street. When Garrett was at FM 94.9.
Yeah.
I came in one time, and I said, hey, do you want me to take a look at your playlist? I can fix that for you. Yeah, if looks could kill.
Yeah, I love it. You guys need to come do a station visit, see our brand new facilities.
I'm going to promise you this.
And by the way, wait. Hang on to that thought, Michael. Brad, we're going to take our first ever commercial break, okay?
What the fuck are you doing?
No, watch. We're going to take our first ever commercial break, Brad, so hold that thought and we'll be right back.
Okay.
The new single from Third Eye Blind is called Fucking Ways, motherfucker. This is the way. Check out the new video for Ways on the Third Eye Blind YouTube channel. From the sixth studio album, Ways, it's out now. Third Eye Blind will be headlining a spring tour starting in March. Make sure you check them out before they whiz through your town. Third Eye Blind.
Okay, and we're back.
I fucking love that commercial.
It's a great commercial for Third Eye Blind.
Great commercial.
Yeah, do you still play Third Eye Blind?
We have some. I'm actually looking at their new single, which is great.
And yeah, it is good, actually.
And it's promoted by your wife. So
I really need to play it. Right. Yes, actually, you do. All right. Either that, if you don't, I will never have sex again for the rest of my life.
Okay.
So you do kind of need to put that in ASAP.
We have all the big songs by Third Eye Blind. We recently got a new Mod AC competitor, a station kind of like Alice in San Francisco. So now I'm looking at the real pop alternative mod, the really common stuff that most public stations don't play. And I'm trying to figure out what we do with those. I think it's a wait and see mode now. But anyway, Third Eye Blind has a ton of history with all the big songs. We did an in-studio with them like 2 years ago on the last tour, and I got to interview Stephen Jenkins, and he kept calling me Savage Brad. He changed my name. He said, you don't want to be Brad. You need to be Savage Brad. Yeah.
You need to be like, Brad Savage is good, but it doesn't sound like... You know, like if you were Skip Savage, well, that sounds like a traffic reporter at the AMC.
Right.
No, Skip Savage with the traffic. Did you know that Stephen Jenkins used to go out with Charlize Theron?
Oh, what the fuck? Seriously, what is it, a gossip show? We're sending a
did
gossip
show? Did you
know
that, Brad?
I did not know that.
Who? Here's the thing. Ugh. I had heard about that, and then he was in the car next to me because we had to drive him somewhere. And I said to Tammy, I said, I sat this close to Charlize. This close.
How do you figure that you sat next to Charlize when you're next to Stephen Jenkins?
Because he sat with more than sat, if you know what I mean. They had a thing.
a little while.
Vagina candles. That's all I'm going to say. I should bring the story
it's
up right now.
It's a little tidbit for you there, Brad.
Perfect.
I sent you three links. The three that I sent you is the Alberosi featuring Raging Faya, The Unforgiven. Okay. That's the Metallica. I want you to get back to me on the Facebook. Then yep. I sent you the link to the first Snarl single called Walk in the Woods. And then the second one that just came out that they're getting all the reviews about. And I want Ohio to break Snarls first.
Sure.
Because the way I'm looking at it is, when I buy, because stations are so cheap now. I don't know if you know this, but there was two stations that sold for $5.5 million. So I'm waiting for my next paycheck to come in. I'm going to make an offer on another station in town here. I figured, $50,000 you could probably get one for now. because this was like a month ago. So I'm going to buy a new station.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to buy a new station. Doesn't matter how many watts. And I want to basically take Snarls and I want to make them basically everything that you loved about alternative back in the day. And I want to do this so that, the Third Eye Blinds of the world can continue to do what they do. Because let's face facts, that first album from them, which was just came out of fucking left field. That record came out of left field, blew everybody away. And still, to this day, is like a full guilty pleasure for me. And I was not a huge fan of the band, but that record was unfucking stoppable. Their new one, by the way, which is called what, Tolkoff?
What?
He doesn't, you don't remember the
what?
The
name of what?
The new Third Eye Blind record. It's called what?
What? Yeah.
Who's on first?
No, it's called Who's on First.
It's called Who's on First.
It's called Third Base.
It's called Third Base.
Who's on First? What's on Second? Third Eye Blind on Third.
Okay.
That's right. Now,
so. Basically, it's Kiss. What is second base? Kissing is holding hands? What is it?
Kissing is first base.
And what is second base?
Second base is a little boob feelage.
Really?
Yes.
Seriously?
I can't wait
to get to that.
And then what's third base? Third base is...
Over the bra, under the shirt.
Something like that. And then home plate is,
Home plate is what?
I guess.
The honey pot. The honey
pot. Home plate is your preference for animal husbandry.
Okay. All right.
All right.
What do you want to say to Brad for being on the show?
It's great to hear the voice of a young, fresh face who still has a fantastic
22? How old are you now, Brad?
Attitude.
Yeah. I tell you, 30's going to be a good year. No. I'm 42.
God, he's so young.
What?
42.
You're done. You have no career left. You're in your 40s.
I know. It's
Listen,
terrible.
Nobody wanted to hire me in my 40s. You're screwed.
Well, so thank goodness I got into the public radio world.
Yeah, you did. You and Jim McGuinn.
When I did. Do you guys want to hear something crazy that was a major enticement for
sure.
why I wanted to take this
job? You've got 25 seconds. Go.
Okay, here we go. Number one is pension, school system pension. And number two is I replaced Bill Gruber, who was the program director here for me for 30 years at this one station.
So, and okay, how long ago did you start?
4 years ago, just
so
over
you were,
4 years
you
ago.
Were 38?
Yeah, 38, yeah.
So you'll be 68 when you retire.
Right. But,
why are we talking to him?
Nobody retires anymore, first of all, unless he makes a shit ton of money.
No, he just said pension. Did you not hear what he just said?
Yes, what about it?
What will your pension be at 68 years old?
How would you know that?
Well,
you mean your Social Security?
No, the school system. Don't you fucking listen to what our guests say?
I do, but when you speak, I stop.
Okay. Brad was just saying that he replaced a guy who was there for...
I heard that part.
30 years. Right?
And he retired, and Bill retired at 54, if you can believe that.
There you go. At 30 years. So he'd been there since he was in his... Can you add?
Right out of college.
Yep. Right out of college. So if Brad retires at 68, your pension will be roughly what?
I'm not sure, but I think
it's like 80% of your salary?
Yeah, it's like 75 or 80.
75 or 80% of his salary. And right now I'm guessing you're probably in the high 250,000s.
Yeah, really eking in towards the low threes.
Yeah, so there you go, Tolkoff.
What?
He's going to retire with fucking making 250 grand a year.
No, that's great because I won't be able to retire, but my last job will be, those people at Costco that check your receipts on the way out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
That's cool.
Except he'll be doing it in a wheelchair. Brad, I'm going to, as we leave here, I'm going to, we're going to have a little music bed outro that I'm going to play.
Oh, and
off my...
I've been saving this. I have a sentimental moment, and I've been saving it for you guys. And that is, I wanted you guys to know I've watched your careers for, you know, for a couple decades now, both of you and Max. Yeah. I know all your history and FNX and Indy and Halloran. I even listened online to Premium 92.1 when that was on.
We appreciate that more than you know.
And, you know, in 1510 a.m.
You listened to that one?
I listened to that.
The,
I mean,
that was the...
Wait, so do you have... Did you listen to me when I was on KBPI in Denver?
No, he wasn't born. I know you've talked about that, but no, I've never
KKFM in Colorado Springs.
He wasn't born.
Or KMMT in Mammoth Lakes.
He was not born.
Or WGSM on Long Island.
There was no internet.
There was no internet then. But you guys have done important work, and in all seriousness, you've done important work, and you are people I've looked up to. And there's a quote that I love. The quote is, I don't even remember where I heard this.
Can you tell Bob Pittman this? Call him and tell him about us.
Let him fucking finish. He's praising
you. Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
I'm praising you guys. The quote is, grind until your heroes are your peers. And I think that by being on the Oddcast, that has happened for me.
Who said that? Was that you?
I don't know. I just heard it somewhere.
It is probably a quote from a skateboarder, because grinding is a thing that they do.
Yeah.
And then they basically, if they do a kickflip, Tony Hawk gives them something, and I think that's as best as what he's saying. Yeah, or a barista. They can grind your coffee.
Brad, so we're going to check in with you from time to time, because you're our touchstone for the industry.
Yes.
Yep.
So plan on hearing from us again. We want to keep track of you.
And so next week, when you start this this new hyper drive rotation, and you put things 60 times a week for 1 week only, and you explain to your listeners and say, look, if you level with them, like, hey, it's Brad, we're trying something new. We're going to play some of these songs more than you're used to, but for 1 week only. And we need to know on social media, do you like it? Do you hate it? And then we can either get rid of it or bring it down to a normal rotation. Because this is basically the problem that Max keeps talking about with programming. It's like, you don't know unless you play a song at least 5 or 6 times a day. There's no way you can tell.
Yep.
No way. Yep. In today's day and age. And I would love to see not only that you start subscribing and paying a bunch of money to some organization that is going to rob you blind because they're called Nielsen, but but if you do it in a way where your listeners start hitting you back right away, then you're going to know faster than everybody else. So that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna give you a little sample. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this off my cell phone. This is the single that those lovely ladies in Columbus.
Snarls.
Columbus.
Snarls, yeah.
Yeah, Snarls released. This is the one that got all the buzz going. It's the new single. They signed to some label in New York. Still an independent label, so you still like them. You won't have to worry about some major label asshole calling you up. And
TVT?
TVT. No, it's something else.
So what did TVT stand for, Brett?
Television Tunes.
That's right.
Television Tunes.
TV Tunes.
Ready? Here we go. I'm going to give you a little snippet of this lovely song here, because it should come through my microphone and you should be able to listen to it. Tolkoff is waving it off because he's
Now we're over the 30-second rule. But then, you know what? If somebody were to listen, if somebody were ever...
That band is not going to sue our asses.
If somebody ever lets us into a programming office again, we would put that in immediately. Immediately.
I can...
Could you hear it okay?
I'm pretty sure...
He could hear it.
I'm ready to play that song. I mean, I liked it on one listen. And we have the freedom to do it. But
this is what I love about... See, this is the whole thing. And I'm just telling you right now, I am not being compensated in any way, shape, or form for turning you on to me, one of the best bands on the planet right
now. The only reward that you get is turning on a song for someone, right?
The reward is,
that
our buddy Savage Brad is going to drive this motherfucker home. And everybody is going to go, hey, do you remember like when Billie Eilish, which by the way, I need to give up mad props to Christy Taylor. She was telling me about fucking Billie Eilish before anybody knew anything about this woman. And when she won those, like swept the Grammys, which is great because it was a bedroom recording and fuck everybody
else.
By
the way, this is why we're an alternative, you know. If they never paid us, we would work for free. All those years.
You're high.
I'm surprised
Back
that
to
we
Brad.
Took
so
any
the
money.
Point is that Billie Eilish swept, did an amazing job.
Yes.
In the future, it needs to be Snarls. It needs to be a bunch of other bands. People go, where do they come from?
Hey,
Brad Savage in Ohio.
I watched the recent Grammys, and there was no alternative representation whatsoever, unless you want to count Billie Eilish and Lizzo and Lil Nas X. Otherwise, not an alternative artist to be seen.
Well, that's because the broadcast is different than the awards.
Yes,
you know that, right?
I suppose so, but
you
did
know that Cage the Elephant won a Grammy, and you know that Tool won a Grammy, but nobody wants to watch. People don't tune in for that. They tune in for Ariana Grande.
No, they tune in for Lil Nas X doing Old Town Road with Billy Cyrus and 10,000
other
people.
That's not the best track on the album.
I understand, but that was a good version. Wasn't it, Brad? Did you see it?
I saw it. I think it was good. I mean,
Aerosmith, on the other hand, really, what's with the cheesy mustache that he had?
Look, you're going to complain about a mustache when the guy was playing the guitar solo in the wrong key. Here's the thing I need to point out.
No.
He was playing it in H when it was actually supposed to be in G.
Here's the thing. Run DMC saved that performance as they did the original song because
correct
that band. Forget it. I can't.
Let's call. What's your buddy in FNX? The Bostonian guy that loves Aerosmith and gets Joey Hamilton to call in on the radio
station.
That's
everybody there. Everybody
there.
No,
who's the fucking sales guy?
What sales guy?
The sales guy from FNX that used to.
No,
like,
we put the janitor on to do sports.
No, I'm talking about the sales guy that used to always fucking call up. I can't remember his name. Like Billy Blast or some weird shit like that. No?
Hey, remember? Brad, you've been very patient.
Hey, I love it.
We're done for today. We'll call you in approximately 6.5
months.
Minutes. I mean, hours. I mean,
months. Yeah. We'll call you.
Months.
Good. Hey, Halloran, have Snarls drop me a WAV file and also find out if they need management.
Who's working who here?
Yeah, wait. Okay.
I love it.
I'm gonna hit him up on the Instagram right now.
Okay.
Look. Let me just do it. I'm gonna do it live now on their Insta. In fact, I'm going to do it on their.
It's a good thing.
I'm
going to
do it right on their fucking Facebook page right now.
Digital, we can just
stand
waste
by
as much time
for
as you
weirdness.
Want.
Okay, because I'm going to take a picture. Snarls, here they are. And I'm going to basically write something on their page.
Oh, my stomach is so
okay.
empty.
First of all, I'm going to take a photo of you.
I'd have to pee again.
Okay,
too.
Perfect.
And could you have a logo, logo something? And let me take a picture. This is the new way to work. Work radio stations.
I think we've got to take this thing to video as well.
We will.
There's so many people that are doing podcasts that are now doing.
Hold that.
Video. What do they call that?
A little bit higher.
Vlogging is video log, but a pod video is what? Poveting. Vodding, validating of
vlog,
podcast?
Vlogging.
No, that's a video log. But what would a video podcast be? The pod? Vidpod?
You can't fucking figure that out?
Vidpod.
Okay, here we go.
Pod
Snarls, write something on their page. Share a photo.
How many people would like to see us as we do this?
None? Okay.
None.
This man.
What if we did video, Brad, with the podcast? Would that be...
I think it's all moving into new territory, and you got to look at it.
Yeah, but you can't watch us while you're driving.
That's true. Yeah, we've binged your podcast on road trips. Even my wife likes it.
What?
Yeah, she thinks you guys have good chemistry.
Here's the thing. My wife hates me, and she hates Halloran. She hates Halloran even more, but she listens to us. She listens to the show, and I don't know why.
You're just north of Columbus, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. He runs the Summit in the Metro just north of you guys. I'm typing this note. you guys. Okay?
Yep.
His email is, what is your station one?
My email is Brad.
Brad, that's B-A-R-A? Brad?
No, that would be just B-R-A-D, Brad.
Okay, at?
At the summit.
The summit in your teeth.
Dot FM.
Dot.
We have a dot FM.
Father Mucker.
Hey, yep. Brad. Yes. Do you watch Real Time with Bill Maher?
Occasionally. My parents love it. They watch it every week.
I can't. I wish he would stop saying Ukraine. He says Ukraine. He doesn't say Ukraine. He says Ukraine.
Yeah.
What? Because you know why? Because Ukrainians are generally called Yukis because that's what they call each other. So he's Ukraini. Okay. He wants to add songs. Pronto.
Why are we doing this? Can we stop now?
Because I want to see reaction. I want to see how long it takes him to get the WAV file sent to him.
What? We don't have time for all this.
No, it's not going to happen live. I'm just saying this. Yeah. We're going to wrap up the show so that when people go like, oh, fucking how long did it take? You're going to mark the time there and we're going to do it. Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you know
please
when I hear back.
Please send WAV files. Thanks. I have two friends called Files online and I go, please send WAV files and both their names.
If we don't end this soon, William the Corker is going to charge us another half hour.
Okay.
We're already over time.
Okay.
But it's been a blast. I actually considered going to California to visit you guys and some friends too. And
well, unless you called ahead, I would never see you. That's number one.
It's been a goal of mine to get on this show. So between me and Lenny Diana, you've got everybody represented.
Brad,
got the East Coast covered.
You've got to watch it. I have the top people in radio ready to give you a job.
That's great.
If you play ball. So just keep that in mind. All right.
Okay, good.
In the immortal terms of, what's his name? Dave, A&M Dave. What was his name?
Dave, who?
The guy from Orbit?
No,
Paul Buckley?
The guy that used to work at A&M back in the day. The torturer.
Dave, the torturer. Stay close. He would just go, stay close.
Hey, when's you two coming to town? Stay close. I got to go. And hang up the phone. Brad Savage, stay close. Max Tolkoff, stay close. Bill the Corkerer, William the Corkerer.
William the Corkerer.
Stay close. That's it for the Oddcast this week.
And maybe for all time.
And you can reach us at thatoddcast@gmail.com. And the countdown for Snarls is on right now. Mark the time, please. I've got 15:36 on Tuesday, January 28th. You have what in Ohio?
I have 6:36 p.m.
Can you go military, please, for me?
Wait, 12 plus 6, so that would be 18:36.
Okay, 18:36, January 28th. Let me know when the Snarls contact you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
All right.
You are an amazing man. Good night from all of us. Slam the door.
This week, the Oddcast was sponsored in part by Third Eye Blind. Get the new album Screamer now.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.